Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What's up, bitch? It's the Air Buds. We're doing it again, you little bitch or big bitch. We got all type of size bitches listening to this show. Can I still say bitch, guys?
I think so. I give you permission. Yeah,
right. Thanks, on the main feed. Yeah.
As a bitch, it's cool if I say bitch.
Yeah. As a bitch, I think you can say bitch.
In that song by Elton John, The Bitch Is Back, is he talking about himself?
There's a song by Elton John called The Bitch Is Back?
I think so, right?
The bounce is back for sure. At the very least.
Yeah, Elton John, The Bitch Is Back.
Cool.
Anyways, happy basketball, everybody. I'm Mike Benner. Hey.
Happy basketball. I'm Peter.
Yeah, baby. The basketballs are happy.
We've got a lot to talk about on this episode of Air Buds. But before we do that, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. $5 a month gets you bonus episodes, gets you access to our Discord, and some other fun stuff. If you can't do that, Apple, Spotify, 5 stars. We appreciate it, and we love you. End of business.
I love business, and I love y'all, man.
I love you, too.
I also love.
Yes. Oh, you just in general?
Love in general.
Just in general. Have the capacity to love?
That's I have the capacity to love. It includes you guys, but I just have the larger
the ability. You have a canister, and you can put some love in it.
I feel honored.
Thanks, Doc.
Guys, big night in the NBA last night. And as you know, I've always been an advocate for dunk of the year. I've been on this podcast talking about we need to do dunk of the year. Dunk of the year needs to be an award. I love dunks of the year.
Season opening night, he's saying, when's the dunk of the year?
You were also wearing the Ben Affleck Dunkin' Donuts garb months before it was on the Super Bowl, saying that. Mm.
Oh, no. Do you think the Ben Affleck commercial could be a dunk of the year contender?
I mean, it's got to be somewhere in the top five of dunks.
It's pretty good.
But last night, we had not one, but two potential entries into the dunk of the year contest that doesn't exist. And I don't know why everybody suddenly started saying, this is dunk of the year. But we had Anthony Edwards with, I guess, what people are calling a thrunk, because he doesn't actually grab the rim. But he bodies John Collins so hard that he sent John Collins into concussion protocol.
John Collins, he dunked on Collins so hard, I forgot his name until you just said that. I was like, what's his first name? I kept calling him Jason Collins. He dunked him into the past.
He also, I considered it a dunk, though, because he did, even though he didn't touch rim, he did dislocate a finger. And it's even more embarrassing that it was on.
Yeah, he walked off.
It was on John Collins' face. He dislocated his finger, shoving John Collins in the face.
Wow.
Which I feel like still counts for it being a dunk.
It's definitely a dunk. That move was done in a dunk contest. Dwight Howard did that, and he didn't do it on someone. He didn't go chest to chest with a man when he did it.
I do want to say real quick, I think John Collins in particular would be really angry that you confuse him with Jason Collins for very specific reasons.
You are now Jason Collins.
I think you're thinking about Jonathan Isaac, but go ahead.
Oh, am I thinking of Jonathan? Oh, I am. Never mind.
Yeah. Nobody knows who John Collins is anymore. His existence has been erased. Off one dunk.
Hey, I even confused him just now.
He's not real, bro. He's not real.
I do want to point out, after the game, Anthony Edwards is signing autographs, and a kid is like, "Can I have your jersey?" And it sounds like Anthony Edwards responds, "I can't. I got to give it to Collins," which Twitter blew up with being like, that is so fucking cold that he was like, just destroyed John Collins' career and said, "I'm going to give him my jersey." The actual truth of what happened was he said, "I'm going to give it to Colin," because he did a jersey swap with Colin Sexton right after.
Well, that makes way more sense. And nobody picked up the picture afterwards. We kind of just ran with that quote.
People are just running with the fact that he said, "I'm going to give it to Collins," which is not true.
Not the most important jersey swap that happened this week. Let's be clear.
We're going to get to that. Trust me. We're going to get to that. And then over in Los Angeles at the Crypto.com Arena, where Jamel is broadcasting live from right now.
I'm inside the Wetzel's Pretzels in the main concourse.
Yeah, Jamel is deeper than the bowels. He's the phantom of the crypto.
You might hear that. Can you hear that whirling? That's dough spinning.
Yeah, Jamel is.
It's me, Sam Bankman Fried.
Do you want sinful cinnamon or just original? No salt.
They have sinful cinnamon as an option?
It's called sinful cinnamon in the stadium.
Why? Why?
Because sugar will fucking kill you?
Mm. I think Wetzel's Pretzels should do more horny names.
There's no slutty pretzel place. There's a ton of slutty burgers.
You want some fuckable frosting on that pretzel?
You're damn right I do.
I mean, look, okay, let's just get right to it. There's three holes on a pretzel, all right? They need to be a horny pretzel place.
Let's go, Mike. Come on. That's your sweet spot.
Can you make it cream?
I don't think I've seen you smile this much since like pictures of your wedding.
Can I get two sinful cinnamons, and can I get a sexually promiscuous original two salts and make them cream? Can you make them both cream?
Yeah. Can I get a good Giving in Game garlic butter? But over in the Crypto.com arena last night, Jalen Johnson on a breakaway dunk essentially put his nuts in Austin Reeves' mouth and dunked over him, sending Austin Reeves briefly to the nether realm until basically people decided we like the Anthony Edwards dunk better. So Austin Reeves like dodged a bullet because nobody's talking about it as much as they're talking about.
You know what? It's because everybody who's online, all these internet basketball take freaks, love the Lakers.
That's a good point.
There's four teams responsible for all of the ire and bullshit that you see from basketball Twitter. It's the Warriors, it's the Lakers, it's the Celtics, and then the last one is just a grab bag of whoever is hot at that time.
I think there's a lot of things going against Jalen Johnson in this dunk. Mostly, like, he's not Anthony Edwards, and there's not the same force of the dunk, but every other metric should make Jalen's dunk better, including Air Jordaning your nuts onto the whitest player in the league's face.
It's interesting that...
And then standing over him and not getting a tech.
Basketball is this very manly thing. It's men versus men. Man-on-man contact. And I'm not gay. I play basketball. Mm. But the height of basketball...
Let's go.
The coolest thing you can do as basketball is have nut-to-face contact.
Amen.
I don't watch the WNBA. It's gay. That's for girls. Did you see them nuts? You see them nuts go in that man's mouth? I watched it multiple times.
Is there a sort of like prison logic to it? Where like, you know, you hear dudes on like prison reality shows be like, it's not gay. I was fucking him. You know, like,
yeah, I mean, that's whole DMX albums.
Yeah,
that's half of DMX's discography. Is just, I'm not gay, I'll fuck them.
I'm gonna go ahead and be a kind of just like I was a wet blanket by clarifying that Anthony Edwards meant Colin Sexton and not John Collins. Jalen Johnson could have easily been called for a charge on that dunk.
Should have been. I would argue should have been.
Yeah.
I just don't think you can give someone a charge when their face is in another man's crotch. The refs, too, are not, you know, immune to this masculine, this pseudo-masculine toxicity that we talk about.
Yeah, because your nuts is not a part of the ball.
They're part of balls, but they're...
They're a part of your balls, but it's not... Like, nuts are not in play.
Yeah, Austin Reeves did get back. He established decent position outside of the circle.
He was moving. I just looked.
He was like, he was leaning a little bit.
Imagine some nuts right in your face. You're going to move. I can see the step.
Are you willing to be gay to get a charge call, Austin? And the answer is no.
He literally was like, no, I'm not.
Man. Yes, hey, yes it is.
Ever so slightly. It also is. But it's good to be, being gay is a part of life.
That's true.
Ultimately.
We play basketball like the Greeks, you know?
Yeah. It's fucking 1000 BC over here.
So the Lakers ended up winning by like 30, right? 31 points. Do you think Austin Reeves, like, as he was walking off the court, was like, we got the W, guys? Like, what?
He was talking about how they won a lot.
You dunked on me, we got the W, and like nobody cares.
That would be me for sure. Just walking back to like, man, what a win. We won that game as a team, all of us.
Yeah, everyone's like, okay, also nobody's making eye contact with him.
The Edwards dunk is better. I hadn't seen the Jalen one until just now. Because Jason Collins is, George Collins is on the ground. And he's got his hands on his face. It looks like he's crying, but he got hit in the face. He took a finger to the face, but like it looks like he's crying because he got dunked on. That adds to it.
Kyle Anderson's reaction also, I think, makes it. It's instantly memeable. Have you guys seen Kyle Anderson's face and Macaulay Culkin style scream from Home Alone?
I saw it in real time and I thought it was slow motion.
Yeah.
I'm talking.
I will say, looking at the Lakers sitting in ninth in the West, it's going to be a dogfight for them or Golden State to see if they can get out of the 9-10 game. And even if you do,
I don't even think you can.
You need Sacramento to really fall off.
They just kicked back on. Both of those teams just started playing good again. Like, the Kings were bad for a whole month.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Domantas Sabonis, though. 50 straight double doubles, which is pretty impressive.
I also totally forgot. I forgot he played for the Thunder at all.
Oh, yeah. That was like a billion years ago, right?
Totally erased it from my brain.
We are in NBA silly season right now. It is that time of year where like one win, one loss could like bump you from like the number 9 seed to like the number 6 seed in both conferences really right now.
It's that time. And for the spectators in fantasy, it's time to pick up them G League guys. You have no idea who the fuck they are. You have to figure out who's going to be the backup point guard for the fucking Hornets. And you better figure it out fast.
Are you guys in the playoffs in any fantasy league right now?
I'm in a league we're in. I'm in the Fran League. And I'm also in the
shit out of luck on that one. I'm in the playoffs in that league. Just missed the cut. I had a late season resurgence to go from the 12 seed to the 9 seed in the Bush League, but I'm officially out of the playoffs now.
When they said you were 25 for the constellation bracket, I was like, cool. And if I win it, I got to split it with Peter. That's also cool.
Hell yeah, you do. I'll take that $12.50 and cash out ASAP, please.
Yeah, I'm playing for it. I'm trying to get it. So hopefully I can get us $12.
Let's go. My swan song in fantasy basketball, which Jamel has controlled the entire year.
And it's been a rough year, too. I forgot I was the only one in charge halfway through, and she was a mess, man. I also made the playoffs in that league that I will not name on the main feed.
Right.
Oh, we talked about
the league extensively and on the Patreon episode last week.
yeah, I'm in that damn league playoffs.
From one dick in Austin Reeves' face to a different kind of dick, guys, there was an extremely important jersey swap, as Peter mentioned earlier. I don't even know how much I'm allowed to talk about this.
What are you talking about, man? It's factual. It's just two professional players sharing their affection and respect for one another in a traditional jersey swap that happens across multiple sports.
Yeah. So on Sunday, the Toronto Raptors played the Orlando Magic, and after the game, the Raptors Grady Dick and the Magic's Anthony Black had an incredible idea. They said, let's swap jerseys.
Well, Anthony Black did, because there is now footage of Grady Dick listening to Anthony Black talk, and then you can see him saying, yeah, fuck it, let's do it.
Fuck it.
Yep. And then you see footage of Anthony Black running over to the Orlando Magic's team photographer to make sure they got a picture of it. And then you see Anthony Black repositioning Grady Dick so that
oh my god.
The phrase was Anthony. Properly spelled Black Dick.
This happened this week.
I think it happened on Sunday, yeah.
It's like Sunday? Where was Jalen Suggs? They could have did Suggs Black Dick. Like, if Suggs was just standing off to the side?
He probably was like, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, they thought of it afterwards after they saw the pick. But the timing is also so...
I'm sorry, you know what? Done. I guess it's... Never mind. I was just kidding. I thought for a second, I was like, oh, wait, there's Cole Anthony. But I guess that's his first name.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no. But it's
no soccer players here. Okay, sorry.
I just also condolences to RJ Barrett right now. This bit is really funny, and I also think it's funny that Grady Dick did it, but the timing was terrible. I think he did that. And then RJ Barrett's little brother died really shortly thereafter.
For real?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh man, I didn't even know about that.
I don't think Anthony Black knew either.
Well, here's sometimes because these guys are like 6'5", like world-class athletes that are like paid a lot of money to be on our TV, we forget that they're just 19 years old. So like,
yeah,
this was, you know, even if RJ Barrett's brother passed away, it's like, they're not going to do this.
I see what you're saying. It's like, yeah. Hey, you know what? Honestly, we need to lift the morale around here. Let's do the black. Let's get the pick, man. Cause she's fucked up. Actually, it was right before. I think it was like that happened. They took the pick Sunday, and then like,
I think, oh, you're right, because there was like a moment of silence for RJ Barrett's brother on like Friday, right?
At a game. Something like that.
Yeah, 17th. That was that game.
It was that game?
Yeah.
No way. But okay.
Yeah, he missed the Orlando game.
Yeah.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Defend these 19-year-old boys. I've been in my 30s at like a family funeral, like making jokes in the back with my siblings and cousins, you know?
Sure. I've been in the front row at a funeral making jokes.
I did the eulogy or one of the eulogies for my aunt's funeral, and I made a 69 joke in it.
Wowzers. No eulogy for my aunt.
She died at 69, and I said she died at the funniest age because she had that good of a sense of humor.
I mean, that's beautiful. I would have cried. I would have cried had I seen that in real time. It was my aunt's funeral for two. My aunt Wendy was like, you know, like Sadler and Waldorf?
Yeah.
She was like the black woman Sadler and Waldorf, like just a supreme hater of things, but was really funny. And just did her own shit. You know, you see her in the fucking Zodiac tee, smoking blunts, watching cartoons and shit, and then they dressed her up crazy at this funeral. Like imagine seeing somebody dead dressed like they would never dress, and if they saw themselves dressed like that, they would have a fucking fit, and they would curse out whoever dressed them like that.
Yeah.
So we just laughed about that for like 2 hours.
That's why I want to be cremated. I don't trust anybody to make me look good in a casket. I look like shit already.
Well, that's you because you made a choice.
That's true.
Those are personal choices that you made. You look good underneath the shit you piled on top of yourself.
I don't know. I buy my clothing at a hardware store. What are you going to put me in a suit? Mike? What's that?
You want to be cremated?
Ideally, I just would be rolled up in newspapers and thrown off a bridge.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't want to pay for your funeral. You know how expensive funerals are?
Peter, you know cremation going to cost a lot, too. This guy, his big-ass hog, they're going to have to fucking start a forest fire to light his dick on, to burn his dick up.
All right. Black dick, guys.
Put that hog on congrats, a stick, you know what I'm saying?
Congrats to Anthony Black and Grady Dick. You guys did it.
Throw his dick in a volcano just to get this shit.
Banner, we're going to put an apple in your mouth and just slow roast you.
I've always wanted you guys to spit roast me.
This might be all-time horniest episode of this show. I got to be honest.
Yeah, it got crazy pretty quick.
Guys, big news in the basketball world. LeBron James has entered the podcast arena today. is the debut episode of Mind the Game with him and JJ Redick, which, as far as I can tell, is them talking about inbounds plays for 45 minutes an episode.
Have you listened?
I've not listened to the full episode yet because I have not. We're recording this early Tuesday morning. It's going right up.
So why don't we give a review? Why don't we review it on the Patreon?
We'll definitely review it on the Patreon.
That's a great call, Peter. We should, because I only saw the setup. They're breaking down plays, and then they show you what the play is. There's like a graphic if you watch on YouTube. They give you a little info. It's like pop-up video for basketball plays.
My favorite tweet that I saw about it was LeBron James is such the GOAT that his generic white guy podcast co-host is a 15-year NBA veteran.
That is Tommy Alter is JJ Redick.
Yeah. That's hard. Hey, wait a minute. That's vicious.
Yeah.
All timers. They just pull white dudes off the street. Hey, listen. I saw you play basketball at Venice. Please go be with Patrick Beverly now.
I think, so if you're Patrick Beverly, if you're Draymond Green, if you're Podcast P, and you see that LeBron James has entered your sideline realm, like, how do you feel about that? Does that make you be like, well, shit, like, my Podcast P and Patrick Beverly, like, we're going to plummet down the charts now that LeBron is number one? Or do you think this makes, like, this, what's it
Benner,
called?
You
like
know the famous
rising
saying?
Tide? What?
Rising tides help all podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I mean, I think it's true. Because if you, it's like, they're going to throw you to the podcast to listen to. Once you listen to the one LeBron, then your phone is going to be like, oh, you listen to LeBron. Here's the nine other black guys who play basketball.
Have you heard Jeff Teague just be absolutely wild?
Yeah, hey, here's Carmelo Anthony, burning every bridge he has left.
It should be called 7 p.m. in Brooklyn because all the bridges are on fire, so you had to take the ferry to get there.
Listen, that's what's going to happen, though. You listen to this, your phone is going to be like, hey, because the phone wants you to keep listening to everybody talk this nonsense. So because of the computers, like if there was no algorithms involved, yes, LeBron James would take over and Podcast P would not exist if this was a cable TV world. But this is a algorithm world where they just want you to be on your phone at all times. So I think everybody's going to win.
Can I say who might lose?
Talk to us.
Well, okay. I would say that overall,
yeah,
we're screwed long before this. Let's be honest.
Nah, it's true. Once Draymond popped, I was like, all right, this is like the coffin is being lowered because now real basketball players are actually talking. And yeah, it's Draymond, but now we got fucking LeBron. Like, there's more and more better players. John Wall got a fuck. John Wall is doing a fucking podcast with CJ, man. We're dead.
It is. You have to be on that podcast in the next 6 weeks.
We've talked about it extensively. All right. So, you know, I'm just waiting. I'm just biding my time.
Joe Biden.
Crazy. I don't even know what I'm going to say.
The guy known as the fourth Airbud is doing a podcast with John Wall.
Wall. You know what's the most infuriating thing is now that he's talking to John Wall on a weekly basis, he's basically telling me all the shit I knew already. Every time we talk now, he's like, man, the Rockets gave John Wall a raw deal, huh? Yeah, they did, bitch. Yeah, they did.
CJ, you should have been listening to the podcast. We would have told you that.
Yeah, man. This is literally my life's work, is trying to get John Wall back in the league. But I'm not even prepared to talk to the man. I love him so much, I don't even know what to say.
I think you start with I love you. I think that's a great opener.
Yeah, start with I love you. I will say, listen, JJ's pod in the landscape of basketball podcasts with, you know, he gets the Dunker Spot guys is like on his network or under his umbrella or whatever. They're pretty good. I think when you know, JJ talks X's and O's. He's probably the best person talking about X's and O's if you are, you know, other than kind of Zach Lowe doing a, like, Zach Lowe's doing like a court reporter version of an NBA podcast. But I think LeBron, this is probably going to be the best way to hear LeBron talk in this way, unless it's him like breaking down like a finals appearance game post game or until he does his last dance. But even then, I think it's like, at least it's going to be interesting to hear him talk allegedly about like the stuff on the court, but we'll see. I don't know. It's probably also like got to be what, 4 episodes long. Like they're not doing this thing consistently, right?
I can't imagine LeBron's going to want to record during the playoffs. It's zero Bron 30. And sure, they're only going to have 2 playoff games, but you know, that's just going to mess up the recording schedule.
That does seem to be the case with a lot of these athlete podcasts that get started, where it's like, you know, like Paul Reed is launching Out the Mud podcast, and it's going to be a weekly show where he talks about blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, he does 3-4 episodes in a row, and then it just goes away for a month, and then it comes back with a random episode, and then it goes away. And like that happens with a lot of, I think, these athlete podcasts.
It's like when you don't need to podcast, you don't adhere to a schedule.
No. And you know when you're like, when you're like, okay, I can collect $200 a month in Manscaped ad revenue. I'm making $8 million a year. Do I need to be doing this podcast, you know?
You have one bad game and you're like, fuck that podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, for a long time, I fought against it. Like, we're the real soldiers. We're on the ground. We're built for this. But it's just, the levees are broken. Every pro athlete is going to have a podcast in the next year, and I wish them all the best.
Yeah.
And Jamel, just like your friend CJ, you should be a co-host of one.
Listen, I'm trying to figure it out, man. I'm trying to get teamed up. I'm trying to be the white co-host for some WNBA baller. I'm trying to be white. I'll be white for like get NECA or somebody, and I'll be the white guy.
I mean, we have a friend of the pod that you could probably just team up with real quick. Her star has never been brighter than right now.
This is a great point. This is a great point, and it would work. It would really work.
I am excited for the LeBron JJ podcast because, you know me, I do think LeBron is the greatest player in NBA history. I do think he's number one to me. But the thing that he might be perhaps greater at than basketball is telling lies. And I am excited about the absolute crazy revisionist history that is going to be happening on this podcast eventually when they run out of like,
yeah.
Can we talk about new ways to approach how to defend the guy who's running around screens on an inbounds pass? Like they can't get more than 2 episodes out of that. So,
well, once Michael, they start getting,
you know what they say, history is written by the winners.
Yeah, exactly.
It once they start getting into classics, once he has to talk about the crab dribble, you know, that's when that might be the thing that breaks me and turns me into like what's that movie? What's that one where Michael Douglas loses his mind in L.A. traffic
and falling
walking
down
around? Yeah. That'll make me go falling down mode. If I'm in my car and I hear LeBron say that the crab dribble, like he tries to technically break down the crab dribble, I will pull a gun out of a glove compartment and start wilding.
I did my favorite part of the clip that was going around for the podcast, though, also is LeBron's in the middle of talking about breaking down how he would coach to defend a specific play. And he pours himself a huge glass of wine and then puts the bottle down. And then JJ Redick has to like reach across the table to like grab it and pour himself a little more. And LeBron's is like, I didn't know you want a second glass. And it just was like, I think maybe that's going to be their relationship, where like, it's like the power dynamic is so clearly in LeBron's favor.
But that is like the LeBron that we need, yeah, especially as he transitions into his MJ post-career thing of like leaning into old man LeBron and like, I was the best, is going to be a lot of fun. That is what I'm looking forward to.
Well, because that's because when all the Cavs shit is going to come back.
Yeah,
that's when you finally get to watch the Cavs videos again.
As soon as LeBron retires, he is immediately going to have to start defending his legacy on a daily basis.
And this is where we win. This is where we get it all back. I can see it.
Yeah, and it's only a couple years till LeBron's talking about how many holes you can find in a pretzel.
Oh, my God. Once he starts getting horny, because he will get horny first. First off, if any of the dude podcasters, I mean, who's Steph?
No, Steph is...
Steph, Steven Jackson, then LeBron.
Oh, you know what we did not talk about on any podcast yet? Steph Curry, out of nowhere, kind of just announcing that he would like to run for office someday, perhaps for the presidency.
First off, I believe every word of it. He's a fucking maniac. He's a little tiny tyrant tyke.
Speaking of tiny, and not to change the subject, but the Kelce brothers like 6'1" were sitting courtside so at far. The Cavs game. I think it was against Boston when they pulled off that miraculous win against Boston. And at the end of the game, Darius Garland went over to, like, you know, give them hugs and say what's up. And you just think of Darius Garland as, like, Mario before he eats the mushroom, you know? And he walks over to the Kelce brothers, and they're, like, all the same size.
Oh, and really?
He's like, oh, whoa, wait.
How tall are the Kelce brothers? I don't even know.
They must be like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", maybe 6'5", 6'4". 6'4".
I don't know, man. I thought like maybe like 6-ish.
Darius Garland is listed at 6'1".
Well, everybody in the NBA is listed at 6'1".
Right. That's true. Maybe means he's 6, but I just like, I don't know. There was something where you kind of expected like the Kelce brothers to tower over him.
And he's just Travis kind of is 6'5". In the same range. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, football, because football, you don't really have to be that tall.
Yeah, I just, like, there was something about, like, seeing them where, like, you're, like, looking at their perspective shifting and seeing basketball and football come together, and you would have thought that he came up to, like, their shoulders, but it was just, like, the three of them all standing around normally, and I was like, damn.
Oh, so they're all
basketball players are fucking huge.
Yeah, it's really, it's fucked up when you watch it on TV. You think Allen Iverson is, like, the smallest person on the planet, but he's taller than 2/3 of the show.
Yeah.
Did you know Mo Bamba? So Mo Bamba, I was looking up his height the other day because I was thinking, like, this is the smallest 7'3" guy ever. And I went and looked up his height, and he's listed at 7 foot, but you can go back to the NBA draft combine and see that he was measured at 7'3". And I'm just like, how do people get away with this?
That's the agents, bro. This is the agents. The agents get in there and start fucking with the numbers, man.
Do you remember, like, it was maybe like 3 or 4 seasons ago, they like made a big deal about how players can no longer lie about their height?
Yeah.
And then people just kept lying about their height.
Everyone's still 6'5". It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because it's like, dog, you tell everybody stop lying. It's not like everybody went and got a new license. I've got these documents that are going to be wrong forever. I'm not changing that.
Yeah, I'm 215 pounds for the rest of my life, baby.
Until I die. Are you kidding?
6'8", 250. And then they can saw off my Jamel leg Johnson. And weigh me at 215 pounds.
Can you just put whatever you want in a license and that's what they have to print?
Kind of.
I guess, yeah, nobody ever measured me or weighed me at the DMV.
Because I think I think it's at the employee's discretion. I think they have to look at the info and be like, oh, yeah, that dude, he's not that height. But they don't all – none of those people give a fuck at all.
Next time I'm on my license, I'm going to say I'm 6'2", 190.
I had a dude – I had a friend of mine take a driver's license picture with a cigarette in his ear.
Incredible.
It rode. They did not – I remember he was really sad when he had to get a new license.
The driver's license is the original Tinder. It's like where you could first lie about your height.
Hell yeah. And interests.
Anything else we want to talk about before we get out of here, guys?
I don't.
I'm excited to listen to this pod. We could talk about it next week.
I can't wait. No, we're going to talk about it. Well,
we're going to talk about
I mean, this. I'm going to listen to this podcast and we could talk about it next week.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, guys.
And I'm going to keep on coming.
Yeah, that's long overdue for this episode.
That's my plan for the rest of the day.
Just nut on. Constantly?
Keep on.
Wowzers.
Well, it took me a while to find the outro button for some reason, but here it comes. Thank you guys for listening. Go see a mixtape tomorrow, Wednesday, in Los Angeles.
Yes.
At the clubhouse. You might
9:30.
I might be there.
What did you say about basketball?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.